Price's Sunday Best, Scousers Abroad.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our Scouser Abroad, and we're going to go somewhere we've never been before. We're going to speak to Andrew Nicholson, who is in Mississippi. Hello, Andrew.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
I'm well. I've just watched on television recently Jane McDonald in Mississippi going down the river in the biggest boat. You know, one of those, I don't know what they call them, the steamboats.
Oh, the steamboat, yeah.
And apparently it's the biggest one, and they've just built it. And she was on it, and it looked a fascinating trip. What made you go to Mississippi?
Well, I met my wife in 17 years ago. And this is where she lives in Mississippi.
Right.
She came to live with me in England, hated the weather, in Jersey, hated the weather, didn't like the food. So she goes, I want to go back to Mississippi. So we came back.
Andrew, you haven't lost your accent at all?
I can't, mate. Can't lose it around here.
That's incredible. You have not lost it in the slightest.
I don't want to lose it, mate.
No, but they don't talk like you in Mississippi.
No. No, they love the way I talk here, mate.
Oh, right. So did you go to Jersey first?
Yeah, I left Liverpool 1986.
Right.
Was in Jersey. And then 12 years ago,
yeah,
came over to my wife in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Actually, that steamer you're on about,
yeah,
stopping Vicksburg.
Ah, right. Yeah. It's a big, but it looked great. I mean, it was Jane McDonald's a big star over here now, and she does all these boats, but I'd never seen that before, and it was really, really good. And I only watched it the other day. Now, Jersey, let's talk about Jersey for a while. What made you go to Jersey of all the places?
Well, I went there. I went there on a holiday when I was 18, and I liked it. And then when I was 22, went over there to work.
Yeah.
Got married, got a kid, Louise, who just told me last week he's getting engaged.
Oh, wow.
To be married, Cyprus.
Yeah.
So we're going to get that sorted out.
So that's in Cyprus, did you say?
Yeah, she's getting married in Cyprus in 2 years. But she's still living in Jersey.
Yeah.
And she's coming over in a few weeks, and we're going down to Orlando. Yeah.
Let's stay with Jersey for a bit, because isn't it difficult to live there and have a house if you are not a Jersey person?
Yeah, it is. It used to be like it was 18 years, but now I think it's come right down to something like, I don't know, I think it's come down to about 8, something like that.
But
it's very expensive.
I was going to say property scandalous over there.
Yeah, it is. Way too much, but, you know, that's the way it is there.
Yeah. What was it like going to Mississippi? Had you got it out of your system by leaving Liverpool, going to Jersey?
Yeah, I'd already done that, mate. Mississippi is it's different. It's great weather, mate. Like, say, like now, I could, like, be in shorts now till, say, early December.
Mm-hmm.
The weather changes, you know, it goes really warm. It's really friendly. It's laid back. The people are great, you know. They're taken to me really good. Been really good to me, very, you know, well mannered. Food's better, mate. Food's better in Mississippi than England. A lot more spice, like Cajun. There's a lot more Cajun up here.
Right.
Spicy foods, I love it.
Isn't it humid?
Very much, mate. So like when they come June till the end of August,
yeah,
it can be a killer, mate. You know, I go out to work about 6 in the morning, and I'll knock off about 12.
Right.
But it'll be too hot. And I mean, really, really hot.
Was it difficult to learn to work in that because it is so hot?
It is. You know, mate, you've got to, you never get used to it. You've got to learn how to work in it, you know. But yeah, it can kill you. There's people there that's died, believe it or not, mowing the lawn.
Wow.
Or doing the garden.
Yeah.
And you've killed over. It really is. It's a different world.
So your wife originally from Mississippi?
Yeah, she's from Vicksburg. She's an artist.
Oh, right.
Here in Vicksburg, yeah.
An artist as in painter?
Yeah, she does like pen and ink, you know.
Oh, right. And makes a living out of it, if you don't mind me asking.
She says she won't make any money till she dies.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean?
So she's a kept lady.
Yeah, she keeps me and I keep her.
Right. Now tell me where you live. What is it, a small town, a village or what?
Town, no, it's a town, Vicksburg. It's like, well, actually it's got one of the biggest government facilities in America. And in fact, during the Cold War, the Russians had a nuclear bomb aimed for this place.
Wow.
Yeah, because of the government facility here. So it's a huge government town.
Yeah.
We've got 5 casinos. And it was a strategic port in the Civil War. Where our house is here, it's actually on a battlefield.
Wow.
So suppose if we started digging.
Yeah.
You know, we'd find stuff, you know, just that we'd never have.
That's incredible.
See, in our yard, yeah, we got a we could have like timber rattlesnakes, which we have in the back. Bobcats, size of a German Shepherd. Fox, coyotes. It is wild. The wildlife is brilliant, mate. It's unbelievable.
What about crocodiles?
No, alligators.
Alligators. God. Yeah. You paint a terrible picture.
No, it's great. long as you don't get old, yeah. I was once driving right to a place called Bovina, and there's an alligator in the road. It had gone from one side of this pond to the other, but it crossed the road. So I had to stop, and the alligator just stayed there. So I got out right, and I said to him, "Hey, move!" And he just looked at me. I thought, "Oh, I better get back in." No, we did, honest to God. It was in the road.
What did you do in the end?
Nothing, it just walks across. Yeah. And then it goes into the verge and into the water.
Yeah.
But it's so close to it, mate.
What about tornadoes? Anything like that happen there?
Yeah. I was in a tornado. Luckily enough, it was F2. That was in February 2013. I was doing the job. I was doing the door for the woman. And my wife phoned me. She goes, "Be careful, there's a tornado and it might be dropping over us." And then I looked out through the windows in the store and I seen the clouds going different ways, grey and crossing each other.
Mm-hmm.
And the next minute, I seen all the birds drop outside the door and I was looking through the window and I thought, there's no food there. And it wasn't food, they were just getting out the way of the tornado. And next minute, man, it's like a train hit the door and we just held on for dear life for about 2 minutes and it lifted and it went.
And did it damage your home?
No, this is this woman's home.
Oh, right.
You know where I was.
Yeah, right.
But I tell you, you know, it'd have been like an F5, then it was a different story. You know, you'd have gone again.
Andrew, is property expensive in Mississippi?
No, mate. No.
Oh, right.
It's a cheap way of living in this part of America, you know. It's more like rural here, you know, like countryside.
Yeah.
And the town is smaller, the city of Jackson. That's small compared to Liverpool, you know.
Is there a racial problem there still? Truthfully.
I don't think... I think it's there, you know. The way I put it is there's resentment there, you know.
Right.
From African-Americans, you know. That's what I've noticed.
Yeah.
I get on with everyone, you know. You know, but you go back to the 60s, it was a different ball game here, you know, as we all know. But now, I just say resentment kept inside, you know.
Whereabouts are you from in Liverpool?
Halewood. Letters Lane in Halewood.
Do you ever get back?
I'm hopefully going to be there in September.
Right.
So my plans to go up to Scotland.
How long is it since you've been back?
Well, the last place I went back was probably about 15 years.
So I've
been to Paris quite a few times.
You're going to see a huge difference.
Well, I am, because my mate, Paul Gifford, he just come back from Liverpool. He told me all about it, the big changes. He's from Widnes.
Yeah.
He used to live in the Dingle, then he moved out to Widnes. So when he got back last week, he told me.
So does he live over by you?
Yeah, we actually, this is a funny story, and this one was, we met a customer in Jackson, Mississippi, says to me, "I know a guy who sounds just like you." And I said, "No, not around here." She goes, "I did." Gets him on the phone, and he goes, "All right, mate." I said, "All right, mate." And we started talking. And as it happens, when we were 9 or 10, we worked together in the dairy, you know, where you go in?
Yeah.
And you dump the milky with the bottles.
Yeah.
We actually worked in the same place. We didn't even know each other.
Isn't that
we used to go all the games together.
Yeah.
without knowing each other. And then we met in Mississippi 40 years later.
And does he live near you?
He lives about an hour away,
right,
on I-20.
Has he been there a long time?
Yeah, well, Paul left. Paul left, went to Australia, went to Hawaii, and came here, came to Mississippi. Married a woman called Pamela Anderson.
Very nice.
He did. That did remind me.
So what's life like for, you've got a daughter, growing up, what was life like for her?
As in?
Is it better than Liverpool?
Well, she loves Liverpool, actually. You know,
right.
She loves it. She was in Liverpool last week.
That's when
she phoned me and announced her engagement.
Right.
And, she loves it. She loves Liverpool. I think she could actually live there, you know, from Jersey.
Is she getting engaged to a Cypriot?
No. She's a guy in Jersey.
Ah, right.
And that's where they're choosing Cyprus, you know.
Right. Nice place. Nice part of the world.
Well, we're taking her to Orlando in 4 weeks.
Very nice. Now, tell me, do you live in a big house, in a suburb, or in a road? Or?
No, we live our house is small, but say 3,000 square feet, but it's only one level. But we live like on 9 acres on our own, you know.
Wow.
So we only like look after the 1 acre, and the rest is wild. And that's why I said to you before, we have bobcats, snakes. Bit different from Liverpool.
Do they ever get in the house, Andrew?
Did they actually, mate? Did they? But it's mostly the chicken snakes, which are not that bad.
But, chicken
they get, like,
snakes.
A water moccasin. Yeah.
God.
They'll just like run at you in the garden.
I'm scratching here.
I tell you what, mate. You want to see the size of the spiders as well?
Oh no!
I mean, spiders are the size of your hand. It's all a humid, you know, the humid weather.
Yeah. And you don't mind any of that?
Oh, no, I hate it. Man, I'm terrified of spiders, mate. I'm terrified of mice. Yeah. An alligator. I mean, I'll go up to an alligator from a distance. But if I see a mouse, man, I'll just go the other way. I can't stand mice.
Oh, dear.
You know?
So tell us about your Cajun food. It really has got a great reputation, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's just like a lot of spices in it. Like, we have, say, catfish.
Yeah.
And a lot of spices in that. Just different foods, and you can taste the spice, you know.
Yeah.
Just a different type of food. I'm not a great, like, cook or nothing. But dead food is great. There's all different types of food.
So does your missus do the cooking?
I don't. You know what I mean? I can't even boil an egg in 3 minutes.
Well,
takes four.
Now tell me, apart from your team and your friends, what do you miss most about Liverpool?
Yeah. I think I miss the bread, because the bread in America is garbage, mate.
Right.
Miss the bread. Miss the chippies, obviously. You know, like, you know, the pasties and chips, gravy, curry gravy, all that. We don't have them here. And obviously the footy, you know, miss Liverpool. But one thing you do notice, pardon?
I was going to say, are you going to go and see the new stand when you get home?
Yeah, I want to go to that. Paul went, he said it was great.
It's amazing.
But one thing that is, you know, I notice here is the ease of transport in Liverpool compared to here. Here, like, we've got to go in a car everywhere. We can't even walk anywhere. No, in Liverpool, you can get, like, in Letters Lane, you get off. I get on the bus, like, go to One's Cross, get on the train and be in Liverpool in, you know, 10, 15 minutes.
When
so
you
that ease of transport.
Yeah, when you say you can't walk, do you mean can't you walk to the shops from where you live?
No, mate, it's just too far, you know.
So you're out in the country,
like,
then?
Yeah, but in the country, but, like, right on the edge of the city.
Right.
And then when it's really hot, you can't walk in that, you know, in that heat.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's why you go everywhere in the car. So I miss that. You miss walking, you know, because in England you do a lot of walking, don't you? Because everything's so close.
Are you a member of a supporters club over there for Liverpool?
Only on Facebook.
Right.
The New Orleans, you know, the New Orleans supporters club.
Yeah.
Within that.
How far are you from New Orleans?
3 hours, that's all it takes. So if I drive from our house, 3 hours to New Orleans. 5 hours to Dallas, 6.5 hours to Atlanta, 3 hours to Memphis. So we're actually in a good area, you know, to travel. In a great area.
What are you doing for work?
Well, me and my wife are at a garage door and a gate company. So we do garage doors and gates and meet some interesting people. Always check the snakes when I'm doing gates.
I was going to say, you've got the worst job in the world. You're out. Oh, dear.
Well, I check the snakes when I go in there because of the grass. I'll get a stick and I'll just move stuff. I say, hey, any snakes here? And they all just go, no. And get you. Snakes here, makes it bad.
Where you live, apart from your mate Paul, are there any other scousers?
There's actually a woman, and Mrs. Bell. She's lived in this town a lot longer than me. And she was actually from West Derby, Notty Ash.
Right.
And that's where my mum was born, the same place, Notty Ash, the same little area. But she's been here since before the war, or the end of the war. Yeah. So I think it was 1946.
How did you meet her?
We got introduced in town. Right. Some guy owns a restaurant. You know, he introduced us. Nice woman.
Mrs. Bell.
Not many English people here. Not many English people here, though.
Do you ever get homesick?
Not really, mate, no. I think when I first went to Jersey, I did a bit. But yeah, not really, mate. You know?
It's interesting.
But you can get the echo. Yeah. The internet helps.
Of course, it's changed, hasn't it? With Skype and
everything. I need the echo every night.
Yeah.
You know?
I hope you read my column on a Thursday.
Well, I don't read the whole of it. I just read.
Well, I'm in the Echo. I do the Thursday column, so my column's more important than anything. Get reading that now.
I'll get reading that all first. Right, then.
Thing with Jersey, I worked on Guernsey for a while, and I also worked in the Seychelles. And I mentioned that for a reason. And I got the island fever where you had to get off. A lot of people have that.
Oh, yeah. I think everybody gets that, don't they?
It's a weird feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, but it costs a lot of money to get off, you know?
Yeah.
That's the thing about it. It costs money to get off, money to get on. You know, here, we can just get in the car and say, like, let's go down the coast. The Gulf of Mexico is only 3 hours away.
All right.
And we just get in the car and we go, you know. Yeah. We haven't got a plan, a boat or plan a plane.
No, they have a different way of life there with planes and trains, don't they?
Oh, I know. And the fog.
Yeah. Fog?
Oh, no, you mean, I thought you mentioned Channel Island.
Oh, no, sorry. No, I've moved back to where you are.
Oh, no, they're here. Yeah, if I was going, that's what we want to do. We want to do a train ride from New York across to California. Just on a train completely.
Mm. I did the Rockies recently, down through Canada. Oh, just took my breath away.
Yeah. Well, we just done Alaska.
Oh, we did Alaska as part of that. We did. We went down the Rockies, then got to Vancouver, jumped onto a boat and went to Alaska.
I love Alaska.
Loved it. It was tremendous. It was very wet.
Yeah. We went to Seattle. Then we got a ship. Then we cruised from Seattle around Alaska.
Yeah.
It was brilliant.
No, it's tremendous. Tremendous holiday there.
My mate said to me, are you going to take the wife? I said, Alaska.
Shut up.
Said that one.
You haven't changed at all. It's like you're just round the corner from here. Ladies and gentlemen, if you just joined us, he's in Mississippi, in Victorsburg. I can't believe your accent. I can't believe your accent. I really can't believe your accent. So how do you think your team's going to finish up this season?
Probably third or fourth, you know. It'd be a tall order to win the Champions League. But, I don't know, you just got to hope, haven't you? You didn't think you'd do it in 2005. But, this season will be hard, but, you know. And we'll talk about yesterday.
All right. Andrew, have you got pals here still? I need some name checks now.
Oh, I'll tell you what, my sister, Susan Mooney, it was her birthday.
Right.
She was 79. She'd kill me. I think she's... Well, she'd be about 21. Let's say she's 21 yesterday.
Have you got a big family here?
We've got eight kids in London, in Liverpool, over in New York. So, got a big family here. But I got my mate there, Tony McMahon. He should be listening.
Right.
We were big Rod Stewart fans.
Rod Stewart fans?
Yeah. Yeah. I met Rod Stewart in Edinburgh, in Scotland.
And what was he like with you?
He was all right. Actually, he was all right, but the security wasn't going to let us near him.
No.
So I went by him and I said, hey, Rod, and he turned round. I said, my wife's come all the way from Mississippi to see you. And he goes, tell her to come here. And he called us over and we got our picture with him.
That's great.
And the guy said we couldn't get a picture with him. He made him take the photograph.
Oh, right. Only a Scouser could do that. Have you got any family, any mums or dads alive still or not?
No, both.
Lost them both.
Yeah.
Do you ever think realistically you'd come back to England to live?
Well, never rule it out, mate. You know, never rule it out. Just hope I keep healthy here, you know.
Yeah. Well, I just hope you don't get bitten by anything.
Oh, no, yeah, the snakes.
That upsets me, that.
Yeah. Oh, hogs. Snakes, hogs.
What is a hog? You've said hog before. What's a hog?
A hog, yeah. A hog's like a pig.
Right.
But a hog will attack you. You know, in the woods. Will attack you if it's confronted by you.
Right.
If you come up on it.
Yeah.
It'll gore you.
Oh, right.
And it'll kill you. And the thing about this, if it kills you, it would eat you. Because they come in packs, you see.
Oh my word!
If you go online and you put hogs Mississippi, there's videos on them. Take your breath away.
So
they'll do more than that if it gets over you.
So it's a hunting community then, is it?
Yeah. Everyone's got guns and.
Do you have a gun?
Yeah, a lot of hunters.
Do you have a gun?
Not supposed to.
All right. Why'd you say you're not supposed to? I thought you all had licences.
I haven't got my citizenship yet.
Ah, right. Oh, you can't have one without that.
Well, actually, I'm in the throes of getting that.
Yep.
Well, you're not supposed to. If you're on a green card, you can't have a gun.
Right. So, Andrew, you're fascinated. I need a favour from you. I need you to speak to Paul and Mrs. Bell and get me sorted with them for my Scousers Abroad.
Oh, well, Paul, you love Paul.
Yep. And I want Mrs. Bell as well.
Yeah, I will do.
Thank you.
Yeah, she'll do it. I'll get news to her.
Andrew,
Paul will definitely do it.
Over in Mississippi, say goodnight.
Good night to everybody in Liverpool. Good night, Peter. Good night, Paul.
You're soft. Ta-da.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.